When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Meta, formerly known as Facebook, has announced a new approach to addressing the issue of fake news on its platforms. In an effort to avoid censorship and protect freedom of speech, Meta will begin labeling a wider range of AI-generated content on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as made with AI. This labeling will occur when certain AI image indicators are detected, or when users disclose that they are uploading AI-generated content. The decision to label instead of remove content comes after criticism from the oversight board regarding Meta's handling of a controversial AI-altered video of President Biden. The board found Meta's existing manipulated media policy lacking in justification and confusing to users. The rise of politically driven AI-generated incidents has highlighted the need for Meta to update its 2020 manipulated media policy. With the labeling system in place, Meta aims to maintain freedom of speech while also combating the spread of misinformation, especially during a year with numerous elections scheduled globally. The timeline for the implementation of these changes will start from May 2024. And content removal based on the existing manipulated video policy will stop from July 2024 to allow users time to adjust to the labeling notifications. Political propaganda in the form of deepfake videos and AI-generated manipulated media has become a significant concern. These types of content can be highly believable and have the potential to sway public opinion. For example, Venezuelan social media used AI-generated videos to counter anti-government protests and portray the country as thriving. Platforms like Synthesia provide users with templates and lifelike characters to create realistic AI-generated videos easily. Synthesia and other AI video generation platforms, such as Adobe Animate and Mango AI by Mango Animate, have made it easier than ever to manipulate media for political gain. AI-generated media is not limited to videos. Cloned voices of politicians have also been used to spread false discussions and manipulate elections. Meta's decision to label AI-generated content is a step in the right direction, as it provides users with additional context and awareness about the content they are consuming. However, it may also lead to the creation of more spurious websites that continue to spread AI-manipulated media. Prior to Meta's announcement, NewsGuard's AI Tracking Center had already detected 794 unreliable AI-generated news websites, and this number is expected to increase with Meta's new labeling policy. While purveyors of AI-generated misinformation may still be able to distribute their content, Meta's labeling system is a positive development in addressing the issue of fake news.